day, which, you know, a couple of hours every day over a lifetime becomes quite a big load inside your lungs. So that was indoor air pollution, out of water pollution. So in the water cycle, we saw that the freshwater component was a tiny component. Inside those fresh waters then, we've got groundwater as the major one, lakes much smaller, and rivers really tiny. Now in terms of man's ability to muck up reservoirs, it's always the small ones that are our most decent sort of targets for making a mess of. So rivers around the globe, lots and lots of them in trouble due to pollution. I was reading something about China the other day, and the number of major rivers in China which are absolutely unusable as a drinking water supply, phenomenal. The majority of derivatives in China now in that position. China's a really good place for me for this course, actually. If ever I need a chemical problem, I just go fishing for China, and you'll find that problem there at the moment. Yeah, so later on in the course we'll do some stuff on smog, and it used to be that most parts of the Western world had got rid of the classic London-type smog. But China's been there cooking along really well at the moment, thank you. So it does all of the pollution things really well. So the water pollution then, the major ones, agricultural inputs of phosphate and nitrate will produce excessive algal growth. That process then is called what? What was their name for that? Eutrophication. Yep. We're going to do some lectures on pesticides, so you'll become familiar with the common insecticides, herbicides, rodenticides that are floating around. Those guys frequently will end up in a water body as well. In terms of industry, dissolved organic compounds are a major problem, or even non-dissolved, but just two-phase systems where you put a hydrophobic organic into a water body causes issues. You'll have toxic metals as well as toxic organics that are dissolved in the water. And then sewage inputs, detergents as a source of phosphorus. Metals, Bernd Lottermoser, who's the guy that is the geochemist, used to be here for some years, he made a bit of a name for himself for a couple of years by getting in on looking at how much gold is actually found in sewage. And he determined that it wasn't economically viable to mine the stuff out of sewage sludge, but there's a lot of gold in there. So it's just, I don't know, the odd dissolved ring or something like that that ends up in the system. But yeah, there's a fair number of kilograms of gold floating around there in sewage waste in Australia. So we're now putting in place lots of very clean tertiary level treatment stations around the Great Barrier Reef region. And that should ensure then that we don't introduce these sort of things out into the Great Barrier Reef. The industry should be putting all of its metal waste and things through a process that ensures that it doesn't end up in the sewage system. But again, there can be some leakage.